Well, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. That 3 minutes after the hour. I'm Steve Cates, Dr. Sky, doing a different brand here for the next hour here on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. A brand that I'm very proud of, and probably many of you who live here in Phoenix already know. Appearing regularly as a guest, that is, on 3TV, Fox 10. Across the nation on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie for many, many years, and Art Bell. But folks, closer to home, there's just so many things here. I'm so proud to be part of Arizona's history when it comes to talking about the wonderful things that we can see in our nighttime sky. And for the next hour, joining me here in studio and live on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, is my personal friend Dirk Kreisig, who you hear about in our other brand with the Call to Rights radio show. But today, we're going to explore a little bit more about the nighttime sky and the ways that you can get involved with not only the things that Dr. Sky is doing, but also some really kind of cool stuff that my co-host here, Dirk Kreisig, has been doing for so long. He's the president of a company called Infinities that manufactures, I think, some of the finest apparel for the nighttime sky watcher. That's how you got started. And he's a whole lot more. And I want to welcome Dirk Kreisig here on the Dr. Sky portion of our show today on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. Good afternoon, Dirk.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here on the microphone. So
it's so cool because we never really get to kind of relax. And this is not the political hour. This is an entirely different phase shift for us. So kind of, I don't know if we're nervous, but I think it's a different sound to what we normally do out here. And there's a lot of good, I think, in this. Because what do we do, Dirk? I mean, there's so many kids out there.
Absolutely.
That really, when they sit down and they look out at night and they wonder, you know, like I did and like you did.
Absolutely.
And still do.
Yeah.
You know, what is out there in the nighttime sky? Lights that we see in the sky that many of us, through observational analysis, we come to learn from the star chart or now our computer. And many folks out there who also study the lights, there's many other forms of lights out there that people see. Some identify them as UFOs. And
it's true.
Good friends of mine even have websites on this phenomenon. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But let me talk about you in this session and have you just tell the audience a little bit about yourself. You've been fascinated with this subject, astronomy, for your whole life.
No, you know, actually, especially since in my adult life, since I came to this country, some people probably know from past radio shows that I actually grew up in a different country. I grew up in Germany, so I was not too interested then, but I came here and I just kind of got involved in astronomy with my company and just kind of grew on me. So we are talking about now like 14, 15 years, so I'm excited about it. And we're actually very lucky because we actually still see something here.
You bet we do. And that's why I came here. I mean, a lot of people see the things we do on television and they listen around the country on radio to the Dr. Sky Minute. And you'll hear those later in the show, folks, if you've never heard what we do as far as trying to give out the education side. But here's the interesting point. When you come here to Arizona, I came from the New York metro area.
Sure.
25 years. It's a whole generation of time. But Dirk, isn't it amazing? We go out here still with all the lights that are around the Valley of the Sun. And you know, you tell us, you're the expert here. You go away from the lights about how far to really get into some decent skies?
Like, you know, in Arizona, actually, it's not that bad. Most people in the valley, even like people like in living in downtown Phoenix, they really just have to go like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and they'll be out there. You know, you'll be able to set up your telescope. You know, there are many of them to purchase out there. They don't have to be expensive in order to see something. And, you know, just drive towards Black Canyon City or towards Tucson, and you'll see wonderful things out there.
No, it's amazing.
As a matter of fact, even in the city, you know, if you can't really go somewhere, you can see really basic stuff. You know, if you like to observe the moon, you can observe the moon, or you see Saturn, any of those things. You know?
Dirk, it's really fascinating. And I want to mention to the listeners here today that on the Dr. Sky brand, that we have some really cool things that they can get involved in. One of the things that I'm so impressed about is the opportunity to serve the public and provide them with this wonderful dinner cruise on the Dolly Steamboat.
Sure.
I know you've been there.
Yep.
On Canyon Lake. And we have another one of these cruises, folks, coming up. If you really want to go, I think, not only on a romantic dinner cruise, but learn about the skies at night. I mean, when we go through that canyon, we call it Arizona's Junior Grand Canyon, as you know. And the high walls of the canyon, it's what? A man-made lake, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely it is, yeah.
We really see a lot of stuff. And if you're ever interested, folks, in booking these cruises or going on them, you can learn more by giving the Dolly Steamboat a call. And give them a call during normal business hours. The number is 480-827-9144. That's 480-827-9144. And our next cruise that we have is actually coming up next Saturday night, the 13th. And it's a 2.5-hour dinner cruise. They'll give you all the details about it. But You know, we always pray for clear weather, but Dirk, sure. What are the kind of things that we saw or that you saw that you find really impressive on those cruises out in the dark skies?
You know, of course, you can see the dark skies and you see a lot of things. And thanks to Steve's presentation on the ship, you know, he'll be able to guide you through lots of things, what's out there. You know, we're talking about far deep sky objects or, you know, or even closer things like in our solar system, like Saturn, you know, what's always a fun one for people to look at. You know, so but it's more than astronomy if you go on this cruise or on the Dolly Steamboat cruise. It's nature. You know, you'll be able to, if you start early in the summertime, you'll be able to see, you know, the bighorn sheep, or you see petrified wood in the rocks and all this stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to see out there. I really encourage anybody to go out there.
Well, as a way to kick this whole thing in, and this is really our season, we really start with the Dolly in March of the year and go actually every month. We have cruises March 7th, April 17th, May 15th, June 19th, July 17th, August the 21st, September the 18th, October the 16th, November the 20th, and December the 11th. This is really, I think, a fascinating experience for people. But to kind of kick this thing into high gear, for the next caller with a question, we've got something really cool here. We have a set of tickets, that is for two people, or one ticket for two, to ride on the Dolly Steamboat Daytime Cruise, which is a nature cruise, and a $25 gift certificate to the Rock Springs Cafe.
That's great.
If you give us a call right here at 602-277-5369, there may be something that you've always wanted to know about the nighttime sky. And myself and my co-host of this hour, Dirk Krycek, I think you'll have a little fun with this because, you know, folks, there's nothing in the sky that I find to be boring. There's always something. I mean, folks out there that are taking pictures of lights in the sky.
Sure.
Or there's people out there that are taking astrophotography. I mean, photographs of nebulas in the sky. There's always something really, really fascinating out in the sky. So we really recommend that everybody, you know, I think, kind of look up to the sky. What's the Dr. Sky always ending thing is always remember, keep your eyes to the skies, which
That's
is
right.
so important in these times today. But Dirk, let's go back a little bit to you. I want to hear more about you. You're obviously a man who has a company called Infinities, and for the longest time, you've been providing many astronomy organizations out there, the professional and the amateur astronomers, with customized T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I have you here today is I want you to talk to us about something that you just went to, which was an amazing event in the Florida Keys. Tell us about the Winter Star Party.
Yeah, the Winter Star Party, I just came back. It just happened about 2 weeks ago. It's down at in the Florida Keys, a stargazing event like you have many of them in the United States. But this particular one is always nice because it's in the wintertime, and, you know, even though we live in a warm climate, but you'll go down and you have a good time. You know, it's deep in the Keys. You know, you have a lot of water around, a lot of night sky observing, you know, usually dark skies, you know, so a lot of astronomers out there. You know, any telescope you can just imagine you can find out there, you know, which is a great experience for most people, especially if they never had a chance to look through a telescope.
You know? Oh, yeah. So. And the things get better, folks, because not only are we doing the Dolly Steamboat cruises for the Dr. Sky, and, you know, the monthly dinner cruise, we're also starting something new, and it's up in Sedona. It's our beautiful bed and breakfast resort called Las Posadas of Sedona. This particular location is Sedona's newest luxury bed and breakfast, vacation villas and suites. And I'm privileged and honored to be a guest there on the 27th of March. We're doing a special presentation up there where after, you know, you folks go out and have dinner after you check in or what have you, we have an opportunity to share with you in about an hour or 2 hour program where you can learn also about the wonders of the nighttime sky. And let's say you're not the camping type that wants to go out right in a tent. I can think of no finer location
Absolutely.
Than the good folks at Las Posadas of Sedona. And, you know, if you want to give them a call, this is a Dr. Sky recommended location on the map. You can give them a call 24/7 at 888-284-5288. That's 888-284-5288. You know, Dirk, let's talk for a moment about something I find fascinating. Let's talk about a little bit of the things that are in the nighttime sky right now,
sure.
which I think a lot of the observers and people out there may be concerned about. Let's talk about some of the planets that are visible right now in our Arizona skies.
We'll definitely see Saturn right now, like we had talked about, you know, so that's something we always are excited about because it's an interesting planet. You know, you'll see the rings. Most people actually don't even realize that you can't see them. You know,
that is beautiful.
You know, you talk about it and they say, oh, no, I've never seen Saturn. I didn't even realize they could see it. You know, so we were able to, I think we were able to see Jupiter right now, or at least we used to, just a short while ago. That's always an interesting one. Mars, mm-hmm. we saw Mars down when I was at the Florida, the Winter Star Party down in Florida. It was wonderful there.
And you can even see the northern polar cap on the planet, which is amazing, even though it's shrinking, now? Because the planet's moving away and we're moving away. Mm-hmm. But it's a fantastic sight. I looked with a friend back in January on the 29th when it was closest, and wow, even in a small telescope, we were looking at the northern polar cap. It looks like a big white thumbprint.
Yeah, you can
if you took white paint and stuck it on the orange circle. A really beautiful thing. So, folks, hey, if you got any questions or comments, give us a call. We're coming up to a break here. And you can give us a call here at 602-277-5369. We have a $25 gift certificate to the Rock Springs Cafe and also one ticket for two to one of the daytime cruises on board the Dolly Steamboat. So you can experience that, a wonderful experience itself. You know, folks, it's great to be here on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, to talk with you, not at you, about some wonderful things that are in the nighttime sky. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the specific objects that you can see in the nighttime sky here in Arizona during the months of March and April 2010. Always fascinating stuff in the nighttime sky. You're listening, of course, to KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100, the undisputed 50,000-watt powerhouse of the Desert Southwest, with all of our 50,000 watts beamed in your general direction. And as Dr. Sky always reminds all the listeners, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. And I guarantee you, folks, you're going to see some really cool stuff. We'll be right back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, the mystery and beauty of the star known as Canopus. Sky watchers take note. By looking low in the southern part of the sky just after sunset, toward the end of February and into early March by around 9 p.m., you'll get to see the second most luminous star in our sky beyond that of Sirius. This particular star, some 310 light years away from the Earth, is some 15,000 times more luminous than our star, the Sun. Canopus, that is a key star in southern sky navigation, and Greek legend has it that Canopus was the pilot of Menelaus's ship on his quest to retrieve Helen of Troy, who was taken by Paris, the son of Priam, the king of Troy. A most magnificent star. Above all, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. Yao's Chinese Restaurant, located at 2487 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert, was recently awarded the prestigious Top 100 Chinese Restaurant USA Award. This award is given to the best restaurants in their class, and Yao's won in the category of excellence in signature dishes. To experience for yourself the Yao's difference, call them at area code 480-899-0308. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make it Yao's fine Chinese cuisine.
Hi, this is Dory Musgrave, and I am in a space dialogue with Dr. Sky, and we so much enjoy the opportunity to take you and Phoenix and the Southwest out into space with us.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, brought to you in part by Patriot Ordnance Factory. Manufacturing professional-grade weapons with relentless reliability. And now, here's your host, Steve Gates.
The night falls cloudless and serene, and the beauty of the nighttime sky is apparent to each and every one. What a wonderful way to celebrate the beauty of our nighttime skies here in Arizona. At 17 minutes after the hour, where we change our format and change gears, literally moving a true starship through time and space, courtesy of the excellence in production by Norm, who's helping make sure that all those 50,000 watts are moving in their general direction. You know, folks, it's a real privilege and honor to be able to speak about the subject that both my co-host and I really do love, and that is the nighttime sky. And no matter where you live or where you're from, no matter where you're looking in the sky, there's always something to be seen. For many years, and still to this day, I'm still proud host of co-host of a program in New York City's radio WBAI, and a program we do, we've been doing that for 28 years, called Earthwatch with Robert Knight, as he calls, and I call him, the astrogator of the nighttime airwaves in New York. But the reason I mention that, folks, is the great light pollution that New York has is so overpowering for people, let's say, in Central Park or Midtown Manhattan to look up, and they think they can never see anything. Well, that certainly is not true, because as we reintroduce Dirk Kreisig, my co-host of this hour, I think it's fantastic, Dirk. What? You can see things really easily if you just know where to look.
Absolutely. You know, and you, just like we had talked about earlier, you don't even have to have very expensive equipment. You know, even a pair of binoculars will, you'll be able to see things just with that. You know, look up in the night sky. Even in the city, you just look up into Orion's Belt and you'll see a wonderful nebula there. You know, most people don't even realize that you could see anything like that with such a simple piece of technology, really.
Absolutely.
So.
And we have that ticket. We have the $25 gift certificate to Rock Springs Cafe and also the tickets, that is, a set of tickets for the Dolly Steamboat for one of their daytime cruises. So you can actually experience the beauty of Canyon Lake and see Arizona's original Junior Grand Canyon. Obviously, nothing beats the Grand Canyon, but, you know, folks, if you were to go to the planet Mars, nothing beats the Great Canyon on Mars, this particular canyon. Believe it or not, as people probably know out there in Radioland, stretches all the way from New York all the way to basically California, and that would be the canyon, the Grand Canyon of all, this on the planet Mars, something that would dwarf our Grand Canyon. And if you've been near the Grand Canyon or ever experienced it, you know what it's like to stand on that vista and look down, and my gosh, right, Dirk? That's an amazing canyon. Can you imagine what the Martian one would look
maybe
like?
Maybe we'll be lucky enough to go there one day. You never know.
You know, this radio station is going to move through time and space, literally, because at the bottom of the hour, after that break, we're hoping to hook up with David Noon. And this is a wonderful friend I've come to know in Hawaii. He has his own entire radio and television station there on the beautiful island of Maui. And all of the listeners of KFNX, I'm sure, you know, if you have had the opportunity to go to that garden paradise in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, I'm sure you're really full of wonderful thoughts. It might have been a honeymoon. It might have been just a visitation to hear some special music native to the culture of the Hawaiian culture, the Polynesian culture, or for whatever reason, a fishing trip. But we're hoping later in this particular hour here with Dr. Sky that we go to the island, the beautiful island of Maui, hook up with David Noon of Maui Hits Live. And you know, there's a reason behind all this, Dirk, because as you know, we're looking to start doing some special Dr. Sky tours on some of the resorts there on Maui, and that is looking like it's going to happen. We'll talk about it more in definition when we rebuild the DrSky.com website, the DrSky.tv website, and of course, we're working on that feverishly. So if you go to DrSky.com right now and you're blatantly disappointed, so are we. You know, I got a lot of flack from another individual who's in the studio right now, Sue, who says, you know, you really got to, you know, beef it up. And if you're going to talk about this stuff on the air, you really have to provide the folks with the good information. And we will.
Yeah.
And that's good. But, you know, another location in the Valley that we've had the privilege and honor, Dirk, of actually doing programs is at Estrella.
Yeah.
The home community. And I want to let everybody know that I'm so proud to have been part of the design team for that wonderful monument to the stars. So if you go out to Estrella, and I encourage you to do that, folks, they have so many wonderful developments out there for homes. And they're not a sponsor of the show, by the way. They're just good friends. I was asked a number of years ago, very humbly, to be a designer of something. And in their words, they said it this way: can we put together something that will memorialize the sanctity and sacred nature of the nighttime sky? And we have a budget to do it. And we'd like to have it so that people of not only this community, but people of all areas, let's say, who visit Arizona, can hopefully make that a place as a destination. And lo and behold, Dirk, as you know, and as Sue knows here in studio, we came up through this wonderful development team of Gray Pickett in Scottsdale. I really love these folks. They're a great design and architectural firm. We put this all on paper. They actually designed this. And today, there's this wonderful monument to the sky. And also, it's known officially as the Star Tower. Mm-hmm. And we're working as we did in the past. We used to do regular monthly programs there, folks. And if you ever have a chance to get out there, take a look. You'll see the wonderful waterfall that says Estrella. That tower, some 50 feet tall, was actually built. If you looked at it from the Google Earth imagery, you will see a spiral pattern that is endemic to spiral galaxies, the nature of the spiral galaxies that we live in, the Milky Way, a Fibonacci series, for those of you out there that are mathematicians, or even more simply, those of you that share the beauty of looking at a nautilus shell when you dissect it in half. Mm-hmm. So that was meant in memorializing the sky, and even more importantly, the Native American traditions of the Hohokam people, who were the indigenous people who who lived here. So what were your impressions of the Star Tower? I mean, I'm just curious.
I loved it, actually. You know, that was in the beginning when our path crossed, when I met Steve. You know, we went out there to see some of his programs he was putting on, and I just loved it, actually. And I can just only recommend for people to go there, like, just before nightfall, you know, just when twilight is coming up, and just enjoy the park while you can still see it during daylight, and just kind of hang around and just wait until it gets dark, and you'll be amazed when that Star Tower is coming to life at night.
Sure, and I want to be very clear and very honest with the listeners here on the Dr. Sky portion of our show today. We do not have regular scheduled programs yet. We did, and due to some changes, we're looking to negotiate something to make that happen again. And, you know, we're confident that this whole process can move forward because we had, what, great comments from the people there. We had hundreds of people at these monthly events. Why? Because they know. I mean, I find this so amazing, and I'm getting a little emotional, because you find a home developer who can actually preserve the pristine nighttime skies. And what's really cool here is, folks, this is interesting. Maybe you've not heard my mouth even express this concept, but the preservation of the nighttime sky by protecting the sky, we need to do something. What, Dirk? Tell us about how do we prevent light from ruining the sky.
That's true. That's actually very important.
And they've done it.
Yeah, and they have done it. And, you know, we have a great organization, a home base, let's say, or the home base of that organization is down in Tucson. It's the Dark Sky Association. They do work with a lot of cities around the country or around the world. And easy things can be done. You know, even anybody who is interested in this kind of stuff can easily change the light settings around their homes. You know, make sure you don't point up large amounts of light into the sky, you know, especially landscape lighting. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do in order to preserve that. And people will be amazed that your home is still going to be secure. You know, you don't have to worry about that. You have to live in some dark neighborhood, not seeing anything. No, it's just you change it. Just so that you can preserve the dark skies, and you still see something. And just like you said, like cities like New York City or other cities in back east, you know, they just don't even have anything. They can't see anything. You go into New York City, you can't even see the night sky. Kids there, they go out of town and they say, "Wow, I'm amazed. I can see something." They have never even seen the Milky Way or any of those kind of things there.
And speaking of the Milky Way, this is interesting, folks. If you go out on any clear moonless night here in Arizona. And people say, you know, Dr. Sky, I've had a little hard time seeing this. But here's the details. On a dark, moonless night, and if you look through the month of March, we'll give you the details. From the 14th through about the 20th is your best time. This is the dark of the moon, as you hear on these Dr. Sky features, which go around the country. But the dark of the moon is a great time, so you hopefully have a clear sky. Right now, if you look out into the sky from the northeast to the southwest, the band of the Milky Way, what is that? That's a spiral arm of our own Milky Way galaxy that we're looking out into the galaxy farther, and we're looking in closer. So this is very interesting.
That's a good point, actually.
And it's a myriad of lights. It looks to many people with the untrained eye might say, ooh, those are thunderclouds, and particularly in the summer.
Sure.
But it is, without a doubt, a fascinating sight. And hopefully, in our next segments, we'll be hooking up, that is, with David Noon in Hawaii. He, above anybody, has a vantage point, folks, that's only some 20-some degrees north latitude. We're here about 33-plus latitude. He describes, and I'll let him tell it to the audience better than I ever could, the majesty of the summer Milky Way is probably the most spectacular. Now, Dirk, you were just down in Florida at the Keys. Jump in on that.
Now, you know, it's not as dark in Florida because, you know, you're right in the middle of the ocean, even though you think you're far away from a city, but you
And Castro's just on the other side.
That's right. He's shedding a lot of shadows onto the sky there, that's for sure.
That's it. He's only 90 miles away.
That's right. So you can see the Milky Way very nicely, but it's not as visible as it is in other places in the country. I mean, Arizona is wonderful. Oklahoma has wonderful dark skies, you know, even up in states like Washington, Oregon, they have wonderful dark skies, you know, so... Yep.
Well, this is great. I mean, but the point is, the Milky Way, which is one of the arms of our galaxy, the Milky Way itself extends some 200,000 light years across. Maybe. This is a good maybe. Even astronomers with their training don't really know the total capacity of star production in the Milky Way, probably up to 200 billion stars. And think of this, folks. Simple math on a Saturday, I won't put you to sleep. 1,000 million is a billion. And if you have 200 billion stars... Imagine that. Imagine counting. I'd like to be the recipient of 200 billion quarters, you know, or something like that. Doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah, and we're such a small little speckle in our spiral galaxy.
Which
is
just
unrealistic.
Yeah, but talk to us now, before we go to the bottom of the hour. You as a company, Infinities, tell them about your company. Tell them about some of the things they can get if they love this subject. you know, again, we just don't want to do a pitch for T-shirts.
No, no, no.
There's a whole line of products that Dirk has, which I think are fantastic.
You know, the key for our company was really not so much to just produce another astronomy product. We really wanted to have like some sort of an educational product, which is actually fun to wear. You know, we wanted to have people to wear, you know, if they're interested in astronomy or not, and just kind of feel good about it and not feel like nerds or any of those kind of things. You know, we wanted to make them look cool in the hopes that they might get interested in the astronomy field. Say, oh, that's actually kind of cool. Maybe I'll just look into it a little more. So, and that's really what you get out of our company. When you go to Infinities, you know, which is www.infinities.com with a dash in the middle between Infinity and T's.
Right.
And you can take a look. These are all hand-drawn designs we produce. You know, they're, of course, screen-printed as the product is, but they were produced with technical drawings in the beginning of it. So,
you know. No, you say it well, but I want to give him a real compliment. If you see the work that he does, I think it's most fascinating. And on a very comical note, I showed this to one of the TV stations, a black pair of underwear that had the Dr. Sky logo on the rear of the underwear pant in Dayglow, it glows in the dark. Mm-hmm. You had a galaxy, mm-hmm. and it had a pointed arrow. And I'll let you take the hit for telling us what it says.
No, you know, it's the old time astronomer's joke. You know, where Uranus is here, so we just placed it elegantly.
We mean the planet, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. So.
And you know, much more coming up here on this very special edition here, Dr. Sky here at KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, the undisputed 50,000 watt powerhouse of the desert Southwest. Believe it or not, folks, with all those 50,000 watts not just beaming in your direction, but did you know that they also transverse time and space and are literally being sent out into space continuously forevermore? And we'll be right back. Hopefully we'll be hooking up with David Noon in Hawaii at Maui Hits Live to talk more about the connection that we have with the Dr. Sky brand here on KFNX as we make a special visit to the studios with Dr. Sky. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. A car bomb has killed three people in Iraq. It exploded near a Shiite shrine in the holy city of Najaf. It's the latest violence to hit Iraq ahead of tomorrow's elections. They're considered pivotal to the survival of democracy in Iraq, and the campaigns apparently have been intense.
The race is a lot closer than anyone had anticipated, and we've been seeing all sorts of dirty politics, a very vicious smear campaign taking place.
CNN's Arwa Damon. An Italian government official's under investigation for financial corruption in the awarding of government contracts. And now Angelo Balducci is also accused of arranging gay liaisons through a member of the Vatican choir. President Obama says the American people deserve an up or down vote on health care, and he's called on Congress to act quickly. Republicans insist the bill would hike taxes, cut Medicare benefits, cost jobs, and let government bureaucrats make medical decisions. This is CNN.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. A gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Kind of tricky. You wouldn't think a storm's coming in tomorrow, but it is. Rain showers on and off down here. Heavy at times. Maybe some flooding. And our high only 59 with snow in the high country. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 76 degrees.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, a group of galaxies we call the Local Group. Interestingly enough, a century ago, astronomers thought that our Milky Way galaxy itself was the entire universe. Enter Edwin Hubble, who in 1923 theorized that the Andromeda Galaxy also had similar stars like our galaxy, the Milky Way, and thus, after measuring distances, we find out that there are many galaxies like our own. The Local Group consists of some 50 type galaxies. One group, as close to us, known as the Canis Major Dwarf, is only 42,000 light years away. And it all goes outward to the large galaxy we call Andromeda, some 2.5 million light years away. Above all, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. Looking for the best pizza in the valley? Then make it Raffelli's Pizza. Serving the valley since 1974, Raffelli's Pizza is proud to offer genuine New York best of the West pizza. Call owner Billy at 602-242-5117 for the many great daily specials. If it's a New York best of the West pizza, it's got to be Raffelli's Pizza. 602
242-5117.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist Stanton Friedman. I watch the sky a great deal, and when I'm in Phoenix, I always listen to Dr. Sky. Find out about the sky. Your eye out there.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, brought to you in part by Patriot Ordnance Factory, manufacturing professional-grade weapons with relentless reliability. And now, here's your host, Steve Gates.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to 33 Minutes After the Hour, a special edition here today of the Dr. Sky Show, as we talk here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 about things that don't necessarily go bump in the night, but for all of you out there that have a phenomenal interest in the sky, I think you'll appreciate all of what we're trying to put together here for this entire hour. And just so you understand, the Dr. Sky brand is about astronomy, space, aviation, and weather. So not only are we talking about things that you can see in the nighttime sky, we do some wonderful interviews, that is, myself and a few of my good friends and cohorts, where we interview what we call the pro bono version of the Dr. Sky Show. If you go to the present Dr. Sky website, you'll see something under a listing called, under links called Teen Talk Network. And there's probably over 250 interviews there that we're so proud of, from people who've walked the moon, Chuck Yeagers of the world, the people who've broken the sound barrier, and wonderful people in science that I think everyone who listens to these reports, they're about a half hour in length. What you'll find out, folks, is that they're done from a child's perspective. Because if you have a child out there who maybe wants to go into science, we encourage it. We never think there's enough science education in this country. And I think not only by going there, many of the adults write back to us and say, hey, you know, that is awesome. I never knew all about these different guests that you've had in the past. So more plugs that we're doing, of course, but for good reason. And another thing that I'd like to share with the audience is under the aviation realm, we're so fortunate to have my own brother, Joe Cates, head up a whole separate division, his own entity called photorecon.net. And these are professional photographers out there that started off as amateur photographers. And the transition, folks, is something that just doesn't happen overnight. And what they do is they travel, including myself, to many of the major air shows around this country, the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds, the Snowbirds, the Canadian team. Yesterday, I was just down in Tucson at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base for the Western Division of the Air Combat Command, the Air Force Air Combat Command teams, from the F-22 Raptor demo team, the F-15 demo teams, the F-16 demonstration teams, all this wonderful stuff out there. So if you want to learn more about the wonders of what goes on in the aviation side of the world with professional photography, things that you can do yourself, you know, you can take your basic digital camera. You don't have to have a Nikon D90 or an expensive Canon camera. And you can learn all about these wonderful ways to shoot pictures and make it part of your memorabilia, because a lot of kids love that stuff too. Hey, when we were kids, that was one of the first things that I wished I had an opportunity to see, right, Dirk, is sure. The air shows.
Absolutely.
And we don't. But folks, without further ado, let us now go across the ocean. And this is a really wonderful opportunity to reintroduce to this particular program a good friend of mine that I've come to know, never in person, but only on the telephone. And that hopefully will grow so that we can actually get together in the beautiful island paradise, one of America's great states in Hawaii on Maui. And we're hoping that David Noon of Maui Hits Live is with us. Good afternoon, David, and I hope you're with us.
Aloha, Steve. How are you? I'm with you just fine.
Well, aloha back to you. It's nice to hear those words. They just sound so peaceful. And in these troubled times, I think it's wonderful. Tell us now from the vantage point of David Noon, what's it like over there? What time is it locally? And of course, the dumbest question of all, how's the weather?
Well, the weather today is a little bit cloudy. It's sunny, though, and, you know, it's about 80 degrees. It's always about 80 degrees here.
I love it.
The time here is about 1:30. It's about 3 hours behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And our day is, you know, kind of in the middle day. We've still got plenty of time to do everything. Right now, the sun goes down about 6:30, it seems, right in that area. And right now, for us in this area here, it's going down behind the mountain again, the West Maui Mountains. It's not, we can't see it hit the water anymore. So, but it's easy. We just go over to the west side and then take a look at it from there, and you can see it go right down in the water. And I have seen the little green, what do you call it? The green
flash.
Or spring flash.
Oh, yeah.
Twice this year. So.
Well, you know, we should tell people what we're talking about. Now, folks, you've all been, let's say, over to San Diego, or you go back to the East Coast beaches, let's say Florida, Daytona Beach, or wherever you go. But looking more specifically to the Pacific Ocean, I was amazed at searching for this phenomenon. It's called the green flash. And what it is, folks, is when the upper layer of the sun hits the horizon, atmospherically, I mean, we could go into this, but time doesn't permit in the great detail, unless you want to jump all over this, David, but simply from the beautiful side of the whole thing, a momentary lapse as the sun is setting, the upper limb of the sun, you can then sometimes see what? This green brightening at the top edge of the sun. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just a flash. It takes, you know, just a split second. And I thought it was the last little bit of light going through the water, but maybe I'm incorrect. It might be through the atmosphere. But it's just a little momentary thing, and it's really beautiful. It really is. And I've only managed to see it twice in all the times I've ever been here, and both of them were this year.
Well, David, to share with the audience here of the Dr. Sky program today here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, you hail originally from Alaska. Now, that's interesting because your vantage point in the ocean is about what? Right in the middle. You're about as far from everything as you possibly can be away from land. Is that correct?
We're 2,600 miles from any big landmass anywhere, so we're just about smack in the center of the Pacific Ocean.
And originally, as I was asking, you came from Alaska. Now, the two different climates, I mean, one is what? Pretty brutal for those who don't like winter, but it must be also magnificent. And let me just jump on your wagon here. What is it like? I've never been there to Alaska. I've never really seen that phenomenon, maybe once or twice in the continental United States, the auroras, but describe to us the sky conditions of seeing auroras in Alaska.
Well, the sky conditions are beautiful usually most of the time. They're very clear, and usually when the aurora happens, it is very clear up there. I don't know why that is, but it is. One thing I do want to say is when the aurora happens, the radio conditions are not very good. There's a lot of noise because of the RF conditions in the ionosphere at that time. But on the other hand, the atmosphere and what's going on in the ionosphere up there with the aurora is really beautiful. And there's various different colors. The colors reflect what's going on in the sky, what vapors and, you know, what types of chemicals and things like that are up in the sky, what gases there are.
Interesting.
And it's really interesting. There's purple and pink and white and various shades of blue, too.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I'm sure there's listeners of this program that have seen them if they've lived in Michigan or they lived up in Minnesota. I just briefly was in the northern part or the southern part of Ontario, western Ontario, just above Minnesota, maybe in the 80s, on a fishing trip. And somebody shakes me when I'm very much asleep after those long days. You know, you start fishing at 4:30 in the morning when the sun's out. And I just was dead tired. And the guy says, get up because you've got to see this. And I looked up, and David, I'll never forget it, as you know better than I do, or anybody who's seen it, this large coronal arc in the sky, this above the water, dancing curtain auroras. So it must be fantastic to see. That's exciting.
Oh, they're beautiful, and they dance, and, you know, they just move around all over the place. And you might be lucky enough to see three or four different groups at the same time. You don't just always see just one group. They're going off in various places. It's really cool.
You know, folks, we still want to give away that $25 gift certificate, and actually we're going to up it. We've got another $50 gift certificate that we want to move through time and space, and the $25 certificate for Rock Springs Cafe with the Dolly Steamboat ticket. So give us a call, 602-277-5369. You know, in these crazy economic times, I don't think that's a deal that you can lose on, right, Dirk?
I don't think so.
Hey,
no.
Why not? And if you're still listening to us on the Internet, we'll even send them to you if you feel that you can make good and, you know, come all the way out to Arizona, why not, and see our wonderful skies. The number is 1-866-536-1100. But David Noon, interesting man. You and I knew each other, obscure as we both were to each other, back a few, maybe almost 10 years ago. We had you, or you had me, on your show. You do an interesting show among many called Alien Hunters. Tell us about that, because it all fits into the discussions we're having today.
Well, Alien Hunters is a show that's still on. It's you can find it at www.alienhunters.tv. And I host the show, and we talk to a lot of people. We talk a lot about paranormal activities and things. And we also talk about the sky. You know, you were a guest on it. And
absolutely.
Lately, we've been talking to a lot of doctors and things like that about things that are going on in our society today, you know, like H1N1 and stuff like that. And I think that our society today is a little more on the bizarre side than it used to be. So I try to make our show more interesting in that way by talking about things that affect people on a daily basis.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, both of us know, we were talking about that off air many times, that, you know, I got my start in this many, many years ago, like David, and being a guest occasionally on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and it started with Art Bell. And, you know, you can think of no other person, right, David, who's really been a pioneer in the nighttime radio genre than Art Bell. I mean, that's, even to this day, even though he's not really around, it's still a very, very interesting phenomenon that he started for nighttime radio, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to admit, my show was based on his show, too. It was a spinoff of Art Bell's show. And I've done over 170 shows, and it's really been a lot of fun. We've gone to a lot of different places on that show.
Well, David, it's great. And we're going to get into it after we come back from this very short break. I'd like to continue. Our special guest, as you can and have been listening to him, is David Noone. He is a wonderful friend. We've not met, but just getting to know him as being a guest and back and forth being a guest on each other's shows over the years, we've come up with what we think is a really cool concept, and we're going to share that with the listeners here on the Dr. Sky Show today on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100 about doing some sort of programs there in Hawaii, like we do here in Arizona, to really get to see the nighttime sky. When we come back, David Noone is going to talk all about that and maybe even let us hear a little bit of Maui Hits Live, a very, very specialized radio station and television station that he's developed. And by the way, we are rebroadcast every week, folks, with the other program, the Call to Rights program. We're so grateful for that, David, and excited to talk about it. So when we come back from this very short break, more with our very special guest of this segment, David Noone. And here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Dr. Sky beaming those 50,000 watts into space. And you know, folks, I'm sure some civilization out there will pick it up. I hope they can decipher it, because all we're trying to talk about is good today and not political stuff. We'll be right back after these short breaks.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of astronomy, the beauty of the spring planet we call the planet Saturn. Sky watchers take note. On the 1st of March, it'll be quite easy for Northern Hemisphere observers to see the planet Saturn, often described as the original green planet. How do you find it? Simply look to the southeast just around 8 p.m. local time, and you'll see this yellowish object rising among the star fields of the beauty of the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin. Did you know that through the month of March, the planet Saturn does reach its opposition, and that occurs on March the 21st? In a telescope, the planet is always a wonderful treat, as the ring system has opened some 3 to 4 degrees to our line of sight. Above all, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. Rock Springs Cafe is much more than a great cafe, saloon, and great place for entertainment. It's an Arizona tradition, offering the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And what about those great pies? Don't miss the great Hogs and Heat Barbecue the first Saturday of each month. Open daily, Rock Springs Cafe is located at exit 242 on Interstate 17. Taste the best in the West, and for more information, call them at 623-374-5794. Meet me at the Rock, Rock Springs Cafe.
Hi, this is astronaut Mark Polanski, commander of STS-116, and you're listening to Dr. Sky.
With 50,000 watts beamed in your direction, this is KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. A little different message from the microphone to you from the Dr. Sky side, as we talk about the beauty of the nighttime sky and wonderful ways to get involved with that with our programs here in the great state of Arizona. Our special guest of this segment is a good friend I've come to know on the internet and, of course, on the telephone, and hope we will meet someday soon, David Noone, who himself is a photojournalist, a radio and television personality himself. We're privileged and honored to have David Noone of Maui Hits Live and the rest of his other, 23 websites join us here on the air today. David, it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks. Let's talk a little bit more about what you've built, and I think this is fascinating. You know, in the traditional sense, as we were talking off-air one night, what's happening to traditional television, it's kind of interesting. Everybody today in this economy is scurrying for revenue, and the old model of regular broadcast television, since you've been involved in it, may not necessarily be the best way. So tell us what you've come to develop. And it's interesting and it's very inspiring, because what David's going to tell us is you yourself, meaning everybody listening, could actually put together what we're about to talk about. And tell us about your broadcast facility.
Well, my facility is here at home, and I have a radio station, Maui Hits Live, and I also have a TV station called Maui TV One. And here in Hawaii, I'm the affiliate for America One Broadcast Network. And it's really pretty easy to do. The thing I find, though, is that you have to have support with websites to be able to pick up, you know, a lot of people. I've had about, I should say I have about 800 viewers a day on the TV station now, and my TV station's only been on the air for about 3.5 months. So I figure I'm doing well. We're about to get on cable. That's going to give us about 50,000 more people here in the area that will be watching or capable of watching the station. And then I have 24 websites, and the 24 websites kind of give us a really nice big online presence to help support the TV and the radio station. And in turn, the TV and the radio station also supports the websites.
No, that's fascinating. So basically, it's homegrown, and not to sound in disrespect. I mean, that's something with all your years being in the professional side of this, working for companies, you've now reached that peak where you've decided to map this out, that basically someone who has a little experience like yourself can actually do what the big giants are doing out there in television too, correct?
Well, that's absolutely true, and the technology today is so much better than it was even 20, 30 years ago that, you know, with a few computers and some extra equipment and, you know, a satellite receiver or two, you can do what I'm doing here in your house, and you can make it functional. I mean, you can really make it to where people will come and watch it and do what you need to do. It's very, very interesting, and my term for that is something that has been out there pretty recently. It's called hyperlocal. And this system is called a hyperlocal system, and the way it works is exactly like I said, and anybody can do it. I mean, it's really getting a lot more popular today anyway. You know, you see all these online websites that all carry TV, and TV more and more and more is going to the Internet. We're going to see less and less cable operations, and we're going to see less and less on-the-air television stations as we go.
David, let's go to our callers. Let's go to Tony in Phoenix. Tony, good afternoon. You're on with David Noon in Hawaii and Dr. Sky. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, Dr. Sky. I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear your show and all your guests that are on it with all their expertise and insight.
Thank you.
It's very unique, the times we live in, especially the last couple of decades, all the things that we've seen when looking up to the sky. You know, myriad of comets, the International Space Station whizzing overhead from time to time. But looking forward into the future, we have a big event coming up real in the near future here. They call it the Galactic Alignment. I'm just curious as to what would that look like, and when should we look for that, and what will we see?
Well, David, I'm going to respectfully move this over to your court, because anyone who does a show called Alien Hunters probably has more insight into this than I do, and I really appreciate this, Tony. And, you know, you are the winner of all we're talking about, so don't forget to talk to Norm if for some reason we're not talking again. But, David, what's your perspective on this?
Well, I think that we'll see the planets, you know, around as we normally do. And as for the alignment throughout the universe and especially our solar system, I don't think there's going to be anything different than we've seen it happen thousands of times before. You know, in the millions and millions of years that our solar system has been here, this alignment has happened time and time and time again, and nothing has ever changed. And I really doubt if we're going to see any big change this time.
Well, this is fascinating. And in the time we have left, and I want to thank you, Tony, for calling. The interesting thing is Maui Hits Live. If there's a way that we can get the flavor of what the music is on this, you've put together, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful web-based radio stations. And I don't know if you're cued for this, but if not, that's fine. But is there a way that we might be able to understand either through your voice or through the music itself? What does this all sound like for people who are curious of the sound of Hawaii?
Well, Maui Hits Live is a 99.5% Hawaiian station, and I do have advertisers on there. It's not a nonprofit. It's, if I may, the website is www.mauihitslive.com. And when you go there, you hear the spirit of aloha. You hear what's going on in Hawaii with news from Maui. you also hear music and things that come from Hawaii, and that's what my mission is with this station. We're trying to spread the spirit of Aloha throughout the world.
And speaking of that, David, that's where you and I come to talk to our listeners about a project that we're in the infancy stages of. But let me not put words in your mouth. I think the general understanding is that the Dr. Sky brand is welcome in Maui. You're looking to work together to put something together for the resorts and for people, not just people who, of course, live there. I mean, they're welcome to come down. They see it all the time. This is geared, what, for people like us who want to take the next step out and experience what we talked about before. But the Summer Milky Way, tell us about the project and about the splendor of that Summer Milky Way in Maui.
Well, the Summer Milky Way is my favorite time of the year here. The Milky Way here is incredible. I mean, you can see dark matter in the sky. You can see the stars and galaxies and nebula. You know, just everything you can imagine in that summertime sky is so gorgeous here.
Oh,
and I do want to, I think I'll let the cat out of the bag. We're trying to set up a star party with Dr. Sky as the host, Steve Cates, of course.
Thank you.
And we're working on that, and hopefully that will materialize sometime during this summer. I would really like to see that happen.
Well, I better get my bags ready to go because I didn't know, and I'm being serious with the audience, not trying to sound stupid here as we close the show. But no, David, that would be a great honor to work toward that. But I think also with Dirk, I mean, the man who can obviously make the merchandising part of that happen for T-shirts and things like that, that can personify this as a memory. But no, I'm just saying this as we close the show today. I want to thank you. No politics today on this portion of what we're doing in Dr. Sky's role. But it's a really high honor to know you, and I want to get to meet you. And I'm sure through all this process of building this team, you know, I think this will be great. We're in the process, folks, of working up a new website. I mean, we have the old work to do, and that's the drsky.com revamping. It's not what we want, but drsky.tv, you and I are discussing, correctly? Correct, David?
Yeah, I'm hoping that drsky.tv will take us to a new level in the website, and there'll be a lot more media-based than what we see now. And I'm hoping there'll be a lot of fun. I really think that they will be.
Well, that's great. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you're not cued for music of Hawaii, I mean, I think people get the idea. But if you are, we're more than happy to sit down for the couple of minutes here before we close and have any of that music in the background as we, you know, end our program today, sadly. But just as important, David, it's a great honor to have you here on the show discussing what you're talking about. So tell us, who's coming up on Alien Hunters so people can understand some of the kind of quality guests that you get?
I don't know who the next guest is right now, Steve. Right now,
okay,
what I'm doing is taking a little bit of time off, and I have some of the repeats going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to get some of the other stuff caught up with what I'm doing with Maui TV One and stuff like that.
You bet. And managing 24 websites. I know I have a hard enough time getting DrSky.com. Every time I see people, they slap me or they run away from me and say, hey, you know, you really need to change that. And I'm being honest with the audience. I mean, that's something that I haven't really paid attention to and probably should, and smarter people in the room here know that that really should be a priority to make
right now,
it happen.
I do have Hawaiian music on the station, of course, and you're welcome to cue it up whenever you like.
Well, I think we can if I stop talking, if we can hear what's going on, if we can cue that up in the background. I don't know if we can hear any of the Maui Hits live feed from Hawaii. Interesting music, of course, in the Hawaiian and Polynesian tradition.
Steve, I would just want to pass along one thing,
sure,
to you. It's been nice talking with you and nice knowing you as well. You pass a lot of good things my way, and I just wanted to return that to you. I want you to know that I'm happy to work with you.
No, thank you. It's a privilege and honor to know you, David. And like I said, if that possibly can happen, it's an honor to be considered to have a star party like that. And we'll just tell the listeners as they get in touch with us through these websites, the drsky.com, hopefully future revamp site, the drsky.tv, and all the affiliated websites that David Noon, of course, of Maui Hits Live has and is working on. And again, this is something that people out there, if you wondered about this as being a promotion for Dr. Sky for the whole hour, not entirely true. Some of which is true, but not entirely true. Because, folks, if you listen to this, this is the kind of broadcast technology that you yourself can simply set up. And it doesn't take a lot of expense to do it. And I think, David, you would agree wholeheartedly, correct?
Absolutely, but you better have some pretty deep pockets.
Well, that's a good pocket to have, so I appreciate your sincerity about the whole thing. David Noon in Hawaii, that beautiful island paradise that we're so honored to have as one of the great states of the United States. From Maui, he is safe, ladies and gentlemen. The Chilean large-scale earthquake did not affect him, but seriously, there were some concerns about what that tsunami theoretically could have been if it came in full force, correct?
Well, we were more concerned about the tsunamis than anything else here, but it turned out there was nothing going on. Our highest wave was only about 3 feet.
Nobody
hurt.
That's 3 feet we can handle. David, I look forward to working with you and sharing this today with the listeners here on the Dr. Sky Show on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. It's always an honor. You know, folks, just as a reminder, don't forget our local cruises. If you cannot make it to Hawaii until those programs are set up, the Dr. Sky Dinner Cruise is waiting for you. It's Saturday night, the 13th. This month of March, a beautiful 2.5-hour cruise. Give the Dolly Steamboat a call, 480-827-9144. And for that cruise, you need to book by Wednesday the 10th, 480-827-9144. We start to do the Las Posadas of Sedona Bed and Breakfast Dr. Sky Show starting on Saturday evening, the 27th of March. Give them a call at 888-284-5288. That's 888-284-5288. And go and visit the Star Tower at Estrella, that wonderful community in Goodyear. They spent a lot of time on building the Monument to the Stars, a most memorable place for spirituality, for quiet, and for introspection and reflection on many of the things that, folks, we simply don't take the time out of our daily and busy schedules that we should. Until next time, this is Dr. Sky wishing you the best of a great weekend. Don't let the low-pressure system get you down. Thank you to Dirk Krycek, my co-host.
You're welcome.
Infinitees.com. Go there and you'll have the best merchandise that astronomy can provide you. To Norm, thanking him for guiding a true starship through time and space as we move to the galactic realm. And hopefully, if there are any people out there, beings part of the interstellar community, hopefully they're rebroadcasting this program in their own native tongue. We'll see you soon. It's the Dr. Sky brand. Astronomy, space, aviation, and weather on KFNX. News Talk Radio 1100. With all those 50,000 watts pumping generously in your direction, both daytime and a little less power at nighttime, but still the same sincerity of broadcasting.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
News, weather, and traffic.
Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC. KFNX News Time. It's 5 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. It's early Sunday morning in Iraq, and voters will head to the polls in a few hours for their first national elections in 5 years. CNN's Arwa Damon tells us what voters tell her they want.
They actually want the same thing in these elections in 2010 that they did back in 2005, the first time they cast their vote in parliamentary elections, and that is the basics, things like electricity. They're still without that here in Baghdad for a large bulk of the day. They want water. They want jobs.
Pre-election violence has left at least 15 people dead and dozens wounded. Al-Qaeda's threatened more violence if the elections take place. In Italy, an official who handles the awarding of government contracts is denying charges of financial corruptions. He also denies using a member of the Vatican Choir to arrange gay liaisons. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has been accused of sexually assaulting a 20-year-old college student. The woman and some friends reportedly had mingled with Roethlisberger and his friends at several bars and restaurants in Milledgeville, Georgia. But Deputy Police Chief Richard Malone says no charges have been filed.
Mr. Roethlisberger had a party with him. There was, I believe, himself and three other people. And there were other people in the party with the alleged victim.
Last year, Roethlisberger was accused of assaulting a woman at a Lake Tahoe casino. He denied it, and no charges were filed. New polls suggest President Obama and the Democratic Party have lost some of their biggest supporters. So-called millennial voters once preferred Democrats over Republicans, 62% to 30%. Now the margins shrunk to 54% and 40%. It's been a week of demonstrations around the country as students, teachers, and professors protest cuts in education funding. Some observers say teachers' unions are part of the problem because of salaries that are locked in.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about getting things done.
On your car.
On your car.
Yeah, right. Look, you take it to the hardworking Ford-trained service professionals at your dealership.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, now just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Done?
Not yet. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mail-in rebate details through 3/27/10.
Done?
Done.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. A gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Kind of tricky. You wouldn't think a storm's coming in tomorrow, but it is. Rain showers on and off down here. Heavy at times. Maybe some flooding. And our high only 59 with snow in the high country. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 75 degrees.
For news and weather every half hour around the clock, set your center button to 1100 a.m. and lock it in. KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.